Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
My next guest is Aaron Weiner, and Aaron is joining us from Bayless & Associates. And Aaron was a guest on the show a few weeks ago, and you can find information about his background in the index files at exitcoachradio.com. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Bill, nice to be here.
Great to have you back. Hey, please let our listeners know what you do and who your target client is.
Well, Bill, I am a commercial real estate broker, and I'm strictly a tenant representation specialist. So really, my target market is any business that uses real estate in conjunction with their business, leasing offices, retail store, any kind of industrial property, and so forth. I'm based in L.A., but I have clientele throughout the Southern California region.
And Aaron, how are changing market conditions affecting your clients?
A lot of people ask me how, you know, when they hear I'm a real estate broker, they ask me, gee, how's the real estate market doing? And I tell them that while I certainly am conversant in that and I'm always happy to chat about that, the real barometer for my business is the economy in general, because my clients are the people who are hiring, growing, expressing their confidence in buying other companies, et cetera, et cetera. And that kind of change plays into my expertise because I'm an agent for change. I think that a lot of people would agree that the economy continues on an upward swing, maybe even with a little more momentum than has been the case for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So as a result, the market's improving a little bit for landlords, so a lot of the concessions that tenants could assume, things like free rent or extra dollars of allowance for improving their premises, are starting to melt away a little bit.
Mm-hmm. The enticements are starting to go away.
And they have to be careful how to negotiate those things.
Okay, so the enticements are starting to melt away a little bit. Is it getting harder to find space?
In some types of space, yes, it is. In particular, the industrial market in L.A. and Orange County is extremely tight. A lot of people would be astonished to hear that vacancy rates are like between 3 and 4%. Compare that to office markets, office projects, which in certain submarkets are still ranging in the high teens and near 20%, like in downtown Los Angeles.
Now, in your interview, which was very, very informative, you did a few months ago, Aaron, we talked about important lease terms, but give our listeners a taste. Besides rent, what are the most important lease terms that tenants need to pay attention to?
Well, that's a great question, Bill. Clearly, the most important one that directly affects the bottom line is the is a lease's treatment of operating expenses. Tenants need to know when they're looking at a number of properties, at more than one property, that the standard for that property might be to bill all the expenses back to the tenant in addition to the base rent, or to bake some of those expenses into the base rent. It's very important for them to be able to really evaluate the two locations, the economics of the two locations, let's say they're comparing to reconcile them and to really see which one is the better value. Besides just calculating how much this space costs, there's a lot of language in there that can be quite tricky about how those operating expenses might be passed through to the tenant in the future. I'm dealing with a few instances right now, a couple of instances right now, where the my clients are writing me saying, "Can the landlord bill me for that?" I do look over operating expenses every year for all my clients to make sure that they're being treated fairly and the numbers can pass the smell test. But that's probably the biggest single thing is operating expenses.
Now, what should our listeners know about planning in your area? Do you have any brief tips for our listeners?
At the risk of being self-serving, I think that if you're out there looking at real estate and are getting ready to make a big decision that's going to, impact your cash flow, and your real estate is probably one of the largest expense items in your business after your payroll, is to engage someone who they feel can be their advocate, who knows how to look at these various properties, analyze them, determine if the leases are drafted in a fair manner and ultimately negotiated in a fair manner. I typically, historically, have saved my clients anywhere from, say, $30,000 to $300,000, of course, in a five-year lease. A lot of tenants are getting the shaft because, not so much because the landlord's out to get them or take advantage of them, but because they just don't know what can and needs to be negotiated and ironed out in the lease document.
Well, there are a lot of paragraphs in a standard lease form, and I would imagine most business owners gloss over a lot of them that are very important. And one of the things that you brought out in your earlier interview, which is online at exitcoachradio.com, is especially if you're planning for your future exit, you need to make sure you have the right kinds of escape clauses or holdover clauses or all kinds of different things. Very informative stuff. I would encourage you, if you have a lease and you don't have a good person that represents you or can interpret things for you, to give Aaron a call. Aaron, how do people get in touch with you?
I can be reached at my email, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at Bayless, that's B as in boy, A-I-L-E-S-R-E.com. And by phone, 310-445-4303. That's my direct line.
Aaron Weiner, thanks very much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to talk with you again.
It was a great pleasure to speak with you too, Bill.
Always a great update, and we appreciate it. We'll be looking forward to other future updates from you, and we've been talking with Aaron Weiner. Please get in touch with him and talk to him about your lease terms. We'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.